Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman, the founder of the Kabbalah Lam Association. Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. And today we'd like to summarize 2015, and we'd like to see what did we do and where are we headed. Yael, please. So at the end of every year, it's customary to look back and see what were the main events that year and where are we headed from now on. So, looking back at 2015, it was really a non-simple year, unpredictable, non-simple, very quick pace of events, a year with lots of terror, massive terror in Israel and around the world, wars between right and left, wars on the social networks, bribery, corruption, sexual harassment, at least here in Israel, happened also around the world. The weather went crazy. Very serious sandstorms, winds, floods in Israel and around the world, floods and fires, very radical weather. There were elections here in Israel. The Israeli gas outline was a major topic. In the international arena, the boycott against Israel intensified. We had a non-simple conflict with Washington about the Iran agreement. And if looking at the world, there is a grading of what are the most talked about topics in the world in 2015. So the most spoken about topic are the 2016 elections in the U.S., then the terror in Paris, then the civil war and the immigrant crisis in Syria, earthquake in Nepal, Greece's debt crisis, and many other struggles with ISIS and other terror acts around the world and in Israel. And when you look at 2015, me? Yeah, when you look at 2015 and all the list of events that we went through during the year, what will you remember from this year? A very big decline in the general situation of man on earth. Man became much more miserable, vulnerable, much more endangered in terms of life, health, natural disasters, all the problems that come with climate change, the big changes where people have no idea what's going to happen from one day to the next, a decline in family life, the relations between children and parents. People feel that they are on a very unstable planet, that Earth is very unstable, and what they don't understand is that it's not that Earth is unstable, but we're unstable, and therefore we disbalance Earth. The climate and hurricanes and earthquakes and volcanoes and all these things. And of course, the main thing is human society, which doesn't know how to sustain itself, how not to allow a world war to break out. Really so. Even this year, we were on the verge of a world war several times, and people talked about it many times, and it became something like fatal. What can you do? It's in the air all the time. Yeah, that it could happen. And no one is really moved by it. If we die, we die. This life is so close to death, and the suffering from life is so great and accumulative that it may be better to feel just once that you're about to die. And it doesn't seem that bad to you, even as a kind of a solution for this whole life which is worse than death. It's a very unpleasant feeling. And we can see why our kids drawn to drugs and other things. Man lost any hope of arranging life, and I think it's from both directions. On the one side, that our life really doesn't allow a person to enjoy life. And the other thing, on the other hand, as we grow, our ego grows. The egoistic desire, which demands us to fulfill ourselves not with the simple primitive pleasures. Suppose when I was young, I remember people that were 10, 15 years older than I was. Suppose after the army. Fellows that came back from the army, they thought about how will I now find a good job? Well, sometimes maybe university, but especially a good job that will give me a sense of security, the ability to rent an apartment or even take a mortgage and get married and have children, and how will I establish myself and won't be far away from my parents, so they'll help me with my children. Meaning a person had a very clear plan of what he's doing. And this is something that, this is how it was throughout the thousands of years of the development of humanity since we left the caves 100,000 years ago. And to this day, this is how we developed. So, in the past, we built bungalows or a tent or something, and later on, we built shacks or houses in the village. Today, we build skyscrapers, but it doesn't matter. Still, it's an apartment, a private area, and there, me and my kids and my wife and my family, and I establish my life. So I'm not working in high-tech, so I used to work in the field or with my cows and so on. It doesn't matter. But this always was the same system in which a person existed. And suddenly, in a single generation, it is as if all changed. And it didn't change because today you don't have these options. But the younger generation doesn't want to get married. They don't want to have kids. They don't think that this is how you have to live life. They think that the best thing is to sit on the social networks, virtual networks, and, you know, smoke pot, marijuana, and so on. Meaning, and also the parents, they don't demand from the children, as it was customary in the past, what's with you, where are you working, when are you getting married, and the kids and grandchildren, as if we've lost the desire to exist normally, as it was considered normal for the past 100,000 years. And it suddenly happened in a single generation. And also, there are no borders between countries, meaning it's not only me and my family, my house is my castle, meaning there's no longer the feeling that it's mine, private, but there's also no longer a feeling that this is my nation and this is my country, a special piece of soil, my culture, even my language. Well, today everyone around the world speaks English. There's the same media all over the world. There are no borders. You can fly. In 2 days, you can circle Earth. I know from flying. I fly to South America, Japan, different places. It's all in all no big problem. And it's the same everywhere, more or less. And a person doesn't feel, in short, he doesn't have a home. He can move from here to the Caribbean, or to Canada, or to any other place. Wherever he feels good and comfortable, that's where he is. Is it good or not? This is a new phenomena that did not exist until 50, 60 years ago. let's say it started from the Second World War, which mixed all these things together. And you see this intensifying this year. This year, it's especially going into a final conclusion that this is how life is. Nothing will be as it was. We have to prepare ourselves for a new order and a new climate. And also very big changes in Europe that happened as a result of the immigrants. Europe, it was always like the source of either stability or war. It's the center of the world. How much news do we hear from South America, Africa, Asia? But it's especially Europe. That's the culture, education, universities, philosophy, science. It all grew there. It's also the symbol of the Western world. Yeah, and suddenly the symbol ended completely. We felt Europe growing weaker for decades. And suddenly we saw, no, they want to make something new, united Europe, a European Union, and canceling the borders. There was a certain hope about this process. Depends for whom. I was very skeptic about it because I saw that it has nothing to do with the correction of man, unrelated to the correction of man, so what good can there be? Now we see that Europe finished this period of the, I'd say, united Europe, ended it completely. It ended a long time ago, but you know, more or less. And today, this year, meaning, they became Muslim Europe. The radical Islam entered Europe, only entered. But it's already a matter of time, and today things are happening very quickly, that all of Europe will be under the green flag, if not the black one. Okay. Because actually, the ones that are invading are ISIS. That's it. So, this is what's happening in 2015 especially. I don't know what else to... All the rest of the changes, these are changes that... Well... We also had all the changes in the Arab countries, many wars within the Arab countries, inner wars. Yeah, it was always that way, but now especially because the Americans broke all the regimes, all the existing regimes, like it's happening in Northern Africa and Syria, and who knows what's going to happen in Iraq and Afghanistan, all these places, how people live, it's really... Islam is taking a central place, and we'll talk about it in a moment, but before that I'd like to ask, looking at humanity as something that's developing, we're looking at humanity as if it's undergoing a certain process of development throughout the years, even on the level of, in the past we lived in caves and on trees, and today we're undergoing process of modernization and more deeper processes that we're undergoing. At which state of human development are we, in your opinion? We're at the point of the development of the excessive ego, so much that a person no longer feels that he has to keep the same style of development as before. Me, the family, the kids, then the kids. Also to have a family and their kids and so on from generation to generation to generation. Meaning we're distancing from the animate level, the still vegetative and animate, meaning that we no longer want to keep the lifestyle of the animate level, like animals, that a person is also a kind of an animal. Yes. We as if lost any desire for it. We no longer think that it's something important, that it's necessary, that it's a must. In the past, suppose 50 years ago, I identified, I saw in myself as a young man and in my generation the need to exist this way. Why? Because that's the order of the world. This is how things have to be. Get a profession, find a job, get married, build a house, children, and to also give them a push for them to do the same. Suddenly, in one generation, I see that I still belong to the previous generation, to the whole entire process that humanity went through in the supposed past 100,000 years. And from this moment and on, the younger generation, I even see it on my children. From my children and on, there's a completely different attitude, completely different attitude towards life, meaning a family isn't a must, kids aren't a must, the ego is growing so much that I don't want to feel that I belong to my nation, my country, to anything. I live. I feel convenient like this, like that, like that. I look in a new way, something that there wasn't before, at different phenomena like homosexuality that wasn't so common, different forms. Drugs came in very broadly into our lives. Man disconnected from the animate level, and he's moving on to some different level in evolution, but where, we still don't know. And specifically this year, how can you characterize its development? I think that specifically this year was the year of the recognition of evil, of man's nature, that we're egoists, this is who we are. We don't care about looking nice or not like it was before. I'm not ashamed or afraid of anyone showing that this is who I am. This is man. And how is it realized? That we don't mind showing that we have special sexual inclinations, different deviations, and everything. There's no shame. There's no social consensus, no borders. That's how we live. I'd put it this way. On my behalf, as a Kabbalist, from my point of view, that sees how the world's advancing. In my eyes, of course, this is advancement. The world in 2015 underwent great changes, only humanity still isn't digesting them, still can't identify what is it for, what's happening to us. But the changes took place, and as a result of these changes, later on, and we also have to help. We have to help them make the right conclusion. Let's hope that 2016 will be the year of the recognition of the nature of these changes. Why did they happen? What exactly is going on with us? What is the reason for which these changes are happening in humanity this way? Meaning that it is our ego that's constantly growing and that suddenly it made this special kind of a leap here. And we see that the pace is growing, the pace of changes. very rapidly, yes. And we have to digest all these things. We have to bring ourselves to talk about it, to the right kind of conclusions about this passing year. And I really hope that all in all, the media and we inside the media and the world in general will make the right kind of conclusions, and the main thing, to which extent will humanity be able to learn from it? What does humanity actually have to learn from it? The lesson is that A, all of the changes that are happening in us are happening inside our ego, inside our egoistic desire to enjoy at any price anything we see. To acknowledge it, yes, to acknowledge that reality starts with our egoistic desire to enjoy everything, anything and everything. That's the first thing. Second thing, unless we control our egoistic desire, it will bring us to very tragic states and actions that we'll suffer from, and we won't be able to get rid of this great big suffering that will come upon us from different levels and different forms. It could be disasters as a result of climate change and problems in the family and plagues and hunger and so on. Really, the 10 plagues. Number three, we are capable of coping with all of these changes, even with the climate changes, the changes in reality in general all over the world, if we control our nature, meaning that if our developing ego, which is becoming ever worse, being the reason for all of the changes that are impacting us for the worse, we have to see how do we correct this evil and invert our ego into something neutral and even good. And here we need a new method that we never ever took care of our nature, ever. The time has come to take care of man himself, and not that as a result of the inner urges that suddenly grow in us from some place, that through technology and science we realize them. We see that it's unpreferable for us to realize that which comes as an urge from within, because by that we reach worse situations. It's good for us to stop ourselves and prevent the growth of the inner ego, and to actually put ourselves in a position where we correct it. And we can take our great, big, growing will to receive, stop it, and even make it good. Good for each and everyone and for everyone together. It's a very special new method that a person starts taking care of himself and not the environment, because to keep on taking care of the environment, it means to corrupt it completely, and we have to correct ourselves. Can you explain that? You're saying that if I invest in the environment, I'll ruin it totally, and you have to invest into the person himself. Yes? And then a person will stop ruining the environment, and he'll think about how can he restore it to the way it was in the past, where today we've reached a state that we have no idea what's going to happen. We're told that next year we might have over 50 degrees Celsius in the summer, and there will be storms and earthquakes, and the ocean level will rise a few centimeters, and then many cities in the world that are on the coastal line will really drown in the water, and more such things that because of the weather that's going crazy, we won't be able to fly from place to place, use airplanes, and because the ocean will become ever more stormy, we won't be able to sail. In short, there are such natural phenomena here that we suddenly activated unknowingly, with no control over it, that we can think about situations where we won't be able to survive. And therefore, we don't have many options left but to take care of the source of the problem, which is human nature. And this will influence the climate for the better. This will influence everything, directly and indirectly. Directly, that if we take care of man, we're in the same integral system, it will directly influence the climate and all the other systems. And also the corrected person, as a result of being corrected, he'll also influence the climate in terms of not corrupting it anymore, and gradually all of nature, our environment, will be able to return to a more balanced state. And so I hope that 2016 will be the year of criticism, that people criticize their actions, the situation we're in, how did we come to it, what is the reason, and how do we take care of the results and of the reason itself. And let's really hope that humanity, before it gets into different big international wars and so on, that it will perform self-scrutiny and we will really see big changes for the better for the very first time in the last generation. We're joining your hope. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.